Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot going on here, a bunch of live games. We got to get ready for tomorrow, too. All the action for tomorrow. And Joe's excited because, look, Halliburton's, you talk about responding off of a poor game one performance. This is how you do it, Joe. He's got 22 points here with about just over a minute to go in the first half and five threes, Joe.
Yes, yes.
Five threes for Halliburton.
How about them Giants? 3-0. 3-0 Giants over Colorado.
Runners
on. Let's go. Extend. I need these Bruins. Man, these refs are doing everything impossible to keep the Panthers in. Everything possible.
Florida on the power play here, up 2-1.
Amazing.
Now, here's what I'm thinking, Joe. One of two things. I think you're either right with Brunson, and he's probably got a major injury, and they're just not telling you that yet. Or they're giving him to the half for the shot to work or whatever. You know, they're hoping that by the end of the halftime, he can get back out there. If it was a sore foot, he'd be playing. He's tough, dude. Brunson's a tough player. I can't imagine he wouldn't be out there for a soft...
Philly's strong.
I'm just saying. You agree with that. He's a tough dude.
Yeah.
He would be out there if it was just a sore foot, which was the bogus report that, you know, evaluation that the Knicks gave you on him. At least they gave that.
Well, let me see. Should we get a line? If the Knicks make this close, should we jump on Indiana to win it in six?
See, I don't think they give you those markets in game, Joe. I don't think we're able to take that while the game's going on. We gotta wait till the game ends, probably, to play that.
I'm so nervous with this hockey tonight. Halliburton, 7-1 for 25. 7-1 for 25. They were handing it out like chiclets tonight.
I'm upset. I had to do plus 550. It was 7-1 last night.
4-0 Giants. 4-0 Giants. Extend.
Where are the homers? Can we get homers?
No, I got runners on second and third. I need all the runs I can get here. Just root it in for me for a change.
That's Craig. Put it with the golf. Wyndham Clark to win. Toasty to win. 764-1.
Talk
the
about
golf double this
play.
Weekend. That's a wheel play right there.
Outright
but Joe, that wouldn't even be enough for Joe. Joe would have to put, you know, Georgia to win the SEC on top of that. You know, he couldn't just take 764-1. You'd have to add on.
I am a pig when it comes to that.
Yeah. Jeez. Toasty.
I'm so nervous here.
That's this, your guy,
this
man.
It's going to get me all excited. I knew this game was going to do this, the Bruins game. I knew it. Going to bring me along to the edge. How about we 70... get a look, Florida, another power play. Another one.
Well, that's because the Bruins have six guys on the ice, Joe, and they weren't even trying to hide it. They had it was by a lot. So a two-minute power play, that one you can't blame on the refs, Joe. That's just stupidity. Two-minute power play now for the Panthers here, and they've officially hit the half at the Garden, 73-63. That total, Joe, now up to 244.5.
Oh, let's take. Well, we're already committed.
I'm already in on 242. I mean, you want to go in for more? I mean,
God.
I mean, think about it here. They're at what? 130. They're at 136. You're talking about a $110. It's so dependent, Joe, on if Brunson's in there. Although, I don't know. Brunson didn't play the second quarter. Remember, they scored 70 points in the first quarter. What they score in the second here? 30, 40, 50, 64. So they dropped off by about 10 points. You see, you know what the problem for the Knicks is, Joe? This is the Pacers' pace tonight. This is their style.
Yeah, fast
up and down, fast and loose. And that's the Knicks got no, especially with no Brunson, they got no shot to win a game like this. No shot. Jeez.
All right, well, let's just get let. We need Halliburton for three more. Come on, get out there. Get out there. Don't let him shoot it. Carver, this game, you know, where's our bigs? Where's our bigs? Where's the bigs? Where's Pasternak? Is that his name?
Pasternak's the big player. He wouldn't be out there on the penalty kill, Joe.
Well, maybe they should work him in.
No, he's supposed to do his damage when the Bruins have a power play. That's when he's supposed to be involved.
Peppered. We have heavy artillery, and this Bobrovsky's just sitting back.
Swayman, did you play the Swayman saves tonight?
No, I didn't.
Man, I mean, they're peppering him. They got a lot of shots on goal. You should have played
it
tonight.
Nice if we had some shots on goal.
Well, you know, you spend the whole period killing a penalty.
Not just one. How about two penalties? Not just one.
Well, again, just remember, one was not. You can't blame the refs for the last one. For this one.
Why not? Why can't I blame?
Why? Because the Bruins were skating around with six guys on the ice, and it wasn't even close. Like a line change, they just had six guys out on the ice. It was awful.
Can't do that.
Can't do it, Joe. Against the rules. Let's go, Florida. Pound one in here. Let's go.
See, that's what it is. You're against me. That's why.
But this isn't a rooting against you. You knew that I was on Florida going into tonight. You knew that.
I got a wheel play going. 6-0 Giants. 6-0 and Lamont Wade with an RBI. He's got
couldn't get a homer. Couldn't get a homer?
Oh, they're smashing them.
I mean, all these runs, they can't hit any homers.
Still top two. Oh, smash them. Smash them.
Look at this. I mean, double, 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 single. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
How about this?
They're smashing this guy, and they can't hit any homers off of him. The one guy hits a homer.
Come on, Boston. This Bobrovsky's a rat. Wide open, one-timer.
This Bobrovsky's like a rat.
I sound like that guy in the book. Come on, five. Catch up on that five. Catch up on that seven. Catch up on that 7-5. He's like, oh, you know, he's got the paper. He's still rooting on the, you know, the $2 exacta that he's got. And he's, catch up on that seven.
What was that Yankee number? Wasn't it 9.5 tonight, Joe?
Yeah, they went.
Yeah, they just got over it.
I have a good bet going. I need this Boston team to get involved. Where's all the bigs? Wide open, wide open.
And where's all the bigs? Where are all the bigs, Joe?
I mean, we don't have like an intimidator on this team.
No.
We don't have somebody that can lay the lumber on anybody.
No intimidators. The intimidator.
To lost art, we don't have anybody that has like, plus minus is minus 1,800, and all he does is, you know, penalty minutes. I need an enforcer. I want somebody to lay the lumber down.
Don't have him.
I don't like this. Come on, man.
Don't have him, Joe.
What do you mean don't have him? They just don't ever have him?
It's kind of a lost art in hockey now. Very few of those guys. Very few remaining. Well, the Rockies finally got out of it. 6-0. Giants. Now maybe the Rockies could score six, Joe. Extend. You don't need the Giants to win, right?
No. I just need runs.
Just need runs. Kimbrel's on to try to shut this game down for the Orioles. He just gave up a homer to Rosario. So 3-2 now, but two outs in the bottom of the ninth. We'll see if he can get this last out and get them a win. Joe, this is now, they just locked this game, I guess, because it's the end of the period, right? End of two?
Yeah.
In Sunrise? So a big second period for the Panthers. We are, Joe, when we come back from the next break, let's load up all the tickets for Vancouver and Edmonton coming up the top of the hour. I want to play a couple guys. Let's do some two goals. Let's do a point parlay. Let's do a couple things.
Da 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 da. I'm the B.O.G.
You gotta get the golf in too, Joe.
D.O.G.
You and the golf. Carver and Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159. So, Joe, the Panthers score in the literal final second of the period. They went and looked at it, reviewed it frame by frame. It's a good goal by Forsling. So a 3-1 lead for the Panthers now going into the third period. And Joe immediately during the break said he's going in 10-1 live on the Bruins down two.
Taking the 2.5 goals.
That's a lot different than what you're saying. That's not as big a tough talk. I mean, that's not, you know, I thought that you were.
You know what?
I thought you were doing an I said it. I'm going in 10-1, plus 1060, boom. I thought you were going in for that.
I am. I just did it. I put it with the over. How about that? I put it with the over, 16.5 in Colorado. Okay? All right, tough guy? All right?
Live over, 16.5?
16.5. I need 10 runs, and I took Boston on the money line. Mm. All right, hot shot? You're not going to break up my party.
All of the,
I'll tell you that.
All of the Twitter doctors, Joe, are now trying to dig through all the video of the first half to find out where Brunson got hurt. And it's just, you know, everybody's a doctor now. Everybody's.
Here's where it happened. You saw.
Yeah, this is where everyone
Brunson
thinks is
came
when he got
down
hurt.
With the pivot, and when he turned on his right toe, that's where the strain happened.
Yep. That's where it happened.
Bottom
right
line
there.
Is this. I'll cut to the chase. I'll save you all the aggravation. He ain't coming back.
If he's not out there to start the second half, he's not coming back tonight. He's done. Because if this is, he's been out for the whole second quarter. They've had the whole halftime. If they're giving him shots or whatever they're doing, if it's not working for him by the end of the half, Joe, he's finished. He's not coming back out. I agree. I'll say that.
Knicks PR just came out and said that Jalen Brunson has a sore right foot is questionable to return.
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, that's what they've.
That's what they do with Judge.
That's what they've been. That's what they've been doing for 20 minutes now. They said that. That was in the middle of the second quarter, and I just don't believe that whatsoever. I just don't believe it. He's got to be either seriously hurt. That's pretty much. But we'll see. We're playing speculation now, so that's kind of what we're up to. We got to do this Oiler Vancouver game, Joe, for the top of the hour. It's back up to 6.5. I already told you I like the Draisaitl for two. Now, I'm probably going to get burned here. You know I was chasing McDavid in that first round. He had one goal and like 15 assists. So tonight he'll probably decide he wants to score.
I need Draisaitl.
Well, let's do Draisaitl for two.
No. I have him in a parlay already with Halliburton for 25 and the over 9.5 Colorado. So I need a Draisaitl. That pays off.
Just one goal you need from him? One goal?
Yeah, just a score. Crack through. I can't believe this Swayman. This gutless Swayman, man. How do you let that go? Where's the defender, too? You're blocking him. You're blocking our own goalie. You're giving him a human screen. Like, what are we doing here? We're in the, like, such an emotional killer. At the end, they better come out with their feet on fire.
All right, how about So you like Edmonton tonight. I don't. I like Vancouver. But I don't...
Why?
Nothing. I'm going to play Draisaitl for two. It's kind of like my... If he gets that, Edmonton's probably going to win.
I also have another one. Under the 240.5 in the game, over 8.5, San Francisco, Colorado, Draisaitl to score and Toasty to win the tournament.
Wait a second. What? What?
I have.
What are you doing?
Under in the Knick. I already did it. Under in the Knick game, 240.5. Over 8.5, San Francisco, Colorado. Draisaitl to score and Toasty to bring home the hardware.
All right. You see, this is where you drive me nuts. Okay. This is where I want you to. You've got three things there that have a good chance of happening. You know, they're not completely out of the question. You've got some things that are really on the doorstep. And then you got this 55-1 Toasty. What do you need to put Toasty with three other things? He's 55-1, Joe. Huh? He's 55-1. You're going to hit all these other things. Toasty's going to finish 84th in Myrtle Beach this week. And it's a waste of a great ticket. I'm not telling you not to play Toasty. You play Toasty by himself. Ah, Joe, I just want you to win. I just want you to win, Joe. All right, I have to play Toasty now.
Play Toasty. You push me in on Toasty.
The microwave.
Vinny Johnson?
No, that's what call him, the microwave.
You and this microwave.
The microwave. Oh, boy.
6-1 Giants. 6-1 Giants.
Okay, Colorado.
Is gutless Bruins.
Is it McMahon? Is it McMahon?
Man, come on with this McMahon.
Can you dragged me in on him.
I dragged you in on him. Here we go.
That was your pick.
The altar. This.
Did you see? Did you see the Joker won the MVP again?
Good for him.
He looked real enthused, by the way. All right. So now here we go, Joe. This is where all the stories of lore are built. This is the 54th anniversary of Willis Reed limping out of the MSG Tunnel. And Jalen Brunson just did the same thing here to start the second half. He's apparently limped out of the tunnel come back out.
They did this for a photo op?
Did this for a photo op.
Jalen
Brunson
there.
Just
stay
walked out to the court to a standing ovation. He's taking free throws. Emerging MVP chants have broken out. Here we go, Joe. Gonna will the Knicks. They'll talk about this one for a long time when he comes back and wins this game.
I can't.
Remember the night he was hurt? Came out on the anniversary of Reed.
I can't. Carve
Knicks this. Plus 210 live.
I hope they get smashed now. I hope they get smashed.
I hope it goes under 242.5. That's all I'm hoping.
I hope he plays 2 minutes and then rests it.
I'll tell you one thing. If you have all those Brunson props tonight, you ain't hitting those. Unless you know he's got 40 points in the second half.
Look at you pulling the rug out of everybody's feet.
I'll tell you, he was in all the boosts tonight, too. FanDuel boost. All the boosts had Brunson in him.
Him.
And now that he's come back, all the people that usually cry that they should get their money back, they're not even going to be able to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. A couple things, Joe. Number one, I was telling you before about how Kimbrel was on to try to close it out for the Orioles. That didn't go very well for him, Joe.
No, he got
He gave
smashed.
Up a homer to Rosario to make it 3-2, and then he gave up an RBI single to C.J. Abrams to make it 3-3. They're now in the 10th in D.C. between the Orioles and the Nationals, so a fail by him in that one. It is now 6-1 Giants, top of the third in Colorado. Joe's gotten a lot of runs. I would like some support as well with some homers, if possible. The Rangers have extended to 10-6 over Oakland in the second game of that doubleheader. Extend. Arizona just finished off Cincinnati, a 4-3 final. I thought that would be an over tonight, Joe. That's very unfortunate. We have 3-1. Panthers lead the Bruins as they're about to start the third period. And in the hoops, Jalen Brunson is back out there for the Knicks. It's a 7-point game, 79-72, as he's back out for them. What about Halliburton, Joe? We get DiVincenzo with a 3. Let's go. Let's go here, Joe. Let's get fired up here. Well, DiVincenzo's got 4 threes now, so you got to be careful there.
With the Bruins.
You got to be careful there because Halliburton's got 5. DiVincenzo's got 4.
This pig. He's a pig.
He is a pig. You're right about that. Can we get Miles Turner involved with some threes? What happened to that guy? Why can't he bring the bigs out to the perimeter, Joe?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's gonna go on the entire series, me bringing that up to you. Can't he bring the brick down to the perimeter?
Here goes DiVincenzo now. Now he's going to feel like he has to do it all. He's going to hoist the threes. Can we get – is that Halliburton? No, of course not. Here we go.
Can we get a couple threes from Miles Turner?
He thinks he did enough. Now, Brunson looks sore. He looks sore. He's limping. How many threes does DiVincenzo? What score do you have?
79-74.
Okay.
But I'm on the duel because I flipped back over to the hockey. I thought the third period was starting. I'm kind of moving the basketball back and forth. The basketball really doesn't get the full focus for me, Joe, till the fourth quarter. So.
Unbelievable.
That's where I am. 5-point game, 79-74. 248 and a half, Joe. God, can they slow down? Now I'm not so sure we're going to get that, Joe. I think we're in trouble with that.
Why?
It's just that I figured by now the pace would slow a little bit. It hasn't. They're just playing at just a lightened pace. So they're probably going to get it. The only way we're going to get that under now, I think, is if someone starts blowing someone out. And that's the only way we got a chance at that. This game stays tight, and it gets to, 115, 115, 120, 120. We got no shot. You need somebody to blow someone out for us to catch that under. At least at this point.
So what do you want to do?
Did you vote yet for what the new Utah NHL team's name's going to be? Did you see they put that poll up?
Oh, yeah. Let me get in on that.
What do you mean? Did you know that the Coyotes are moving to Utah? Did we go through that?
I care less about that right now. Hang on.
Look at these names. Jeez. The Utah Glaciers. The Utah Frost. The Utah Yeti, Joe. The Yeti. These names are awful. The Utah Canyons. Utah Outlaws. The Fury. The Squall. Could you imagine if they were called the Utah Squall?
Right.
The Caribou.
Caribou. I like the Caribou.
The Caribou. The Utah Caribou.
Utah Caribou.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I'm here with you. We did get a vote for the Yeti, Joe, from Katie on Twitter. So Katie
now,
likes
the Yeti. Is the Yeti the coffee mug? Is that what the Yeti is?
Huh? Well, Joe, I'll say this. The Yeti is, they are the ones who make those, the coolers and the coffee
like the
mugs.
Like the Stanley
and all that.
That is
not what would be the reference for the mascot for the Utah team, Joe. That's not that's not what it would be. The
score,
Yeti.
Florida.
Let's go.
This defenseman is absolutely.
Puck gutless. Line.
We're letting
minus
him come
one
in
and a half.
Swimming.
Minus
this
one and a half.
You know, like real, a giveaway in our end. The guy's just lollygagging there. Swayman's being bombarded by these guys. Give me some guys with heart.
Let me ask you a question.
No,
who's the hockey guy now? Who's the hockey guy now? Told you Florida was coming back with a vengeance tonight.
It cost me a big parlay.
Told you Florida was coming back with a vengeance tonight.
Stop with the...
I told you.
Master Flex, the tunes are fantastic. Bananarama to come in was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all right. You can ring the bell.
Oh, he only rings the bell. He always rings the bell with the host. You. Look at this giveaway. What is this guy doing?
Proud of this team.
Oh, you're proud. I put them on
proud
the map last year. You wrote them off. You were all in on Boston. Pull Swayman. Pull his ass. Give me all
this year.
Give me Omar. Swayman sucks.
And the Knicks take the lead.
Knicks take the lead. Let's go.
Here we go.
That's a great goal. I finally saw the goal 6 minutes later, by the way. Did you not know what the Yeti is, Joe?
Is it the Stanley, the cup? What is the Yeti?
It's the abominable snowman.
They call it the Yeti?
I don't think it's an actual... See, it's, you know, it's Bigfoot, Joe, is basically what a Yeti is. Bigfoot.
They don't call it Sasquatch? I thought it was Sasquatch.
I guess another name you could throw in there for it.
I mean, Sasquatch.
You remember the Yeti in, what was that? The one with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with, you know, where they pull it with the dentist? You know what I'm talking
Nick
about.
The dentist Taylor?
No, remember the elves, the dentist in the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? The old one, Joe, from like the 60s. You know which one I'm talking
about.
You know,
I'm aggravated. I got 2.5 goals
you're upset.
With the Bruins. I'm upset
you're
because
upset.
It was a giveaway. This Bobrovsky's suspect. That's it, Omar. Get down. Get down. Left to right. Left to right.
They took Swayman out, Joe. They gave him a break. They're putting Olmark in. Man, the Knicks are up 5 now. Look out.
No, this
hey,
is,
did we get Halliburton across the line at least?
No, he's not. He's got alligator. He's got the Dame time. He actually thinks he's winning right now. He doesn't realize their team is down 5. Hasn't taken a shot all second half.
Yeah, you got OG Anunoby's got 4 threes also, Joe.
Oh, my God. We're going to lose both.
You're going to need a little bit more from Halliburton.
Like really. Like, just unbelievable.
But he better get us at least 3 points. He better get us 3 points.
Man, I'm going to lose this. Like, the Bruins, like, how gutless can you be? How gutless? Give me at least one back. I mean, we're down 4-1 in the third. Like what a gutless effort. Nah, man.
This was the Panthers. Your Panthers weren't going to lose both games at home, Joe. I know that you were going after them, but that just wasn't going to happen. All right.
Yeah, you had it all figured out.
Hey, I told you, puck line. Puck line, baby. All right, Knicks up 5, now minus 4.5, with a 248.5 total still being thrown around out there. You got your official plays for the golf, or what? Are you too frustrated for that right now?
Toasty, JoJo.
This is only at Myrtle Beach you're doing, right?
Does it even matter? Elevated,
you're not going to the elevated event?
Nah, but the wins. Now this Halliburton. Between Halliburton and the Bruins, I don't know which one I hate more. Catch up on this 7. Catch up on this 7.
All right. I'll give you my plays then, Joe, since you're out of the mix. You're very upset about the Bruins leaving you there on the side. Here's what I'm doing at the Wells Fargo. Wyndham the Butler Clark at 18-1. Max Homa.
He's,
I think he's down to 20 in most places. Shocker. I got Tagala at 30-1. Willie Z at 55. You like it so far, Joe? You like the card? Usual suspects. Same guys always. I do got one bomb for you, Joe, that I added. Well, Lowry's 70. You know I always play the bear. I got Sepp Straka in there at 60-1 also, Joe. And I'm playing Seppi for a 10 and a 20 also. Get Seppi in there. You want first round leaders too?
Yeah.
Joe's upset.
Sure.
Sepp Straka 40-1. Captain Kirk 45-1. JT Poston 45-1. Dangerous Denny McCarthy 45-1. Cam Davis 55-1. Emiliano Grillo 70-1. And Adam Svensson 90-1. First round leaders. At Myrtle, I'm on Berger, Fox, Toasty, Bobby Mack, and Joel Damon.
Well, that Joel Damon's been hot.
That Joel Damon's been hot. Man, this Obi Toppin's not quitting either, Joe. He's having a night.
Man, I tell you, this. Where is Halliburton? Like, what gets in his head that he thinks he can't shoot anymore?
Well, he's got nothing in the second half.
This Toppin thinks he's... Look at this.
Obi. That's the guy right now. It's Obi. Obi's been the guy. Tomorrow you get two NBA again, Joe. And you're not even going to be with me on Thursday night for some of these games.
Mm-mm.
Boston is going to clean out Cleveland again. Yeah, I am. I got the Little League night at the Met game.
You throwing out the first pitch?
Nah, they take the kids and they let them go around the field in like a parade on the grass and everything before the game. So they're doing that. They used to let them run the bases. I guess they don't do that anymore.
Too much of a risk.
So they just get to walk around the whole outfield. You know, they come out left field and they walk around the whole park.
That's nice.
Yeah, kids will like it.
Completely aggravated. I swear, I want to smash somebody. Right here with this Florida team. The fact that we got no juice, no shots on goal, guys lollygagging.
Can this Turner around, take a three for the Pacers? Can he take Turner. A three?
Halliburton's dead and buried. We're not going to get to 25. Watch. He's going to have
He
no
hasn't even taken a shot in the second half. He hasn't even
amazing.
Taken a shot.
Explain that methodology to me. He's got the Dame Time Syndrome. In his brain, he actually thinks he's up 50. No need to shoot. Another guy.
So 13.5 for the Celtics. They'll probably beat him by 25. 212 is the total. And then Luka now getting 5, Joe. With a 218.5 in Oklahoma City.
I'm going to take him.
Now, will Luka bounce back like Halliburton has tonight? Do we get a Luka bounce back?
Kyrie.
Mm. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Now, what's the deal here, Joe? You asked for that?
I asked for that. Little Snoop Dogg, West Coast.
You were doing that during Coast to Coast today, too. Listen to this. He's holding the phone up to the mic.
I'm in a good mood. Snoop Dogg. I felt like I was feeling it.
I had to play it for Joe right there. He was in a salty mood. We had to cheer him up. You know how
salty.
It is.
I'm salty always in a salty mood. The bottom line is this. I just don't like players that are gutless and just don't step up when the chips are on the table. Like, where is Halliburton now? The fact that he's got 22 and hasn't shot the whole third quarter.
Hasn't taken a shot.
And now his team is getting smashed. Like, wake up, man.
90-81. They're down 9 now. How did this happen? They were up 10. Like, and Brunson has it. Like, Brunson's back out there, but, and I guess that's led the charge for them still. It's not like Brunson has scored every point here. In fact, Joe, I'm not sure Brunson has scored since he's, you know, come back in the game. I think he's just facilitating. Because, I mean, DiVincenzo's got 20.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just don't understand what Halliburton's...
And now he's missing free throws, Joe. Look at this. He just missed a free throw, Halliburton. How does that happen? How does he miss a free throw?
Telling me the guy's not going to get 3 points the rest of the game?
It would have been nice if he got it to two right there. At least then we know any bucket we would have got it.
Yeah, but I just don't understand how you go from major volume to nothing. And it's not like you're winning. You're losing.
Right.
Now, this Boston team's gutless. I got 2.5 goals.
Can't believe you're finished with them already. You're done. There's a Halliburton layup, Joe. 24. Only he made the
Did OG Anunoby just pull his hamstring?
Oh, don't say that.
I'm serious. He's going out. He's going out. He's tugging the back of his leg up the hammy.
That's Knicks are having a rough night. That's a rough night. This is going to be a costly win for the Knicks. Mm. Here in this game.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Very costly win. We need one more bucket from this guy, Joe. He's got 24 points. Can you give us one more bucket?
Probably not.
Preferably before. Now he's missing shots. At least he's taking shots again. The volume's back, Joe. What about in the hockey here on Thursday night? Game 3 in Carolina. Do the Hurricanes get off the deck? Down 2-0 at home.
No.
I think the Rangers
close them. I think the Rangers close it out.
No, Joe says. No.
No shot.
Wow. What do you think? The Rangers are going to sweep them?
No. I think Carolina will get, like, when they're down 3-0, they'll get one.
I'm doing the same thing I did with Florida tonight. Carolina minus a goal and a half.
You got guts.
They'll pound them on Thursday night. The Rangers are going to win the series, but Carolina is going to have a moment in game 3.
All right. Okay.
They're going to get the little bounces that haven't been going their way so far in this series. And then we need the Stars to get off the deck at night, right? The night game against Colorado. Minus 134 for Dallas, plus 112 for the Avalanche, and a 6.5.
What do you want to do, think, Dallas?
We're kind of invested in Dallas. Yeah, you know, do you want to go with the theory that DeBoer called some of these guys out and maybe they'll score a goal?
You want to take the over again? Take a shot?
It certainly seemed from game one like they're going to be playing fast and loose. This is great. Halliburton's out of the game now at 24 points. You know. This better not turn into a blowout and he never comes back.
How can he not come back?
If the Knicks get up 15 or 20, it's a 3-point
game. You're not
going to
put him back in?
Joe, he's been creaky. You heard him at that clip I played. He's been banged up.
Creaky.
It's a 3-point game. This game's going to go down to the death. You know that it is. It's going to go all the way down to the wire. Because that's every Knicks game.
I took him for 35. Can he get there?
Any way we could slow the game down in terms of... Man, Brunson with a 3. I guess Brunson's all right.
He's fine. I can't believe Halliburton not taking 3s. Unbelievable.
Well, he's got 5 of them.
He's leaving me at the altar.
Why can't Miles Turner take some 3s? How about Turner?
I don't know.
Hmm?
These games are just zigging when we should be zagging. I got 2.5 goals. 2.5 goals with the Bruins. Hang in there, man. Hang in there. Don't go down.
Anything happening for you in Colorado?
Nothing. 7-1.
7-1, bottom 4 with runners on.
Yeah, need a homer. Preferably Blackman or Yastrzemski.
No, preferably Yastrzemski or Wade or...
No, I need Yastrzemski for an RBI and Blackman for
Where did
a hit
you come up with this? I want to hear this whole ticket with these RBIs and the hits. What do you have in this? Yeah.
All right. It pays $22.42. Ready? Over 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Chapman for a hit, he's in the barn. Conforto for a hit, he's in the barn. Lamont Wade for an RBI, he's in the barn. And Blake Sobel for an RBI, he's in the barn. The only two that are needed are Charlie Blackman for a hit and Yastrzemski for a ribby.
Mountcastle with a homer for the Orioles. Let's go. Mountcastle, Joe.
Great. Good for him.
That's helpful. I had that with the golf. Put it with the golf. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We have an extend for the Panthers, Joe. 5-1 Panthers. Extend, extend, extend. Next. They just locked up. The Rockies didn't score, Joe. That's unfortunate. Let's get a homer from Yastrzemski now. Knicks 99-91 at the end of the third quarter. They go to the fourth. -7.5 for the Knicks. And the total, thankfully, Joe, has taken some small steps back towards us. It's at 245.5 now.
We need, like, what? 4 minutes of no scoring, and we can get that.
They're at 190. So that's what, Joe? 55.5 in this quarter. We can give up 55. They scored, you know, 40. They were under 55 in the third quarter, Joe.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a chance.
Let me just say this, Carver. I'm going off the rails. It's about time this Bruin team showed a little heart, but you know what? Too little, too late. Okay?
I see this. They got a scrap going here.
Yeah, a little scrap. It's not good enough. Okay? Not good enough. I want to see bodies. I want to see guys flying, an elbow, a little. Give them a CCM glove right to the chin. This Barkov. Getting all the calls tonight, this Barkov.
Well, you know, listen, they're in the Florida barn, Joe. I mean, what'd you expect? What'd you expect? There's not a lot of baseball on Thursday. Got a couple of afternoon games. The Yankees and the Astros are playing at 5 East. Weird. Blanco and Stroman.
What's up with that?
Yeah, 5 o'clock East, first pitch. What? Giants and the Rockies. I mean, yeah, it's a getaway day, but still. Giants and the Rockies will finish that series in Colorado with a 9.5 win in Quantrill. Sonny Gray and Myers for the Cardinals and the Brewers. They open a 4-gamer. The Cleveland is in Chicago against the White Sox to start a 4-gamer. And the Royals are in Anaheim against the Angels with an 8.5. Waka, waka, waka against Reed Detmers in that one.
Sorry.
So OG Anunoby was a hamstring, Joe.
All right.
That's bad news for the Knicks because OG's.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to catch up to them. Now, maybe the train stops.
Well, listen, Egan.
I mean, at some point, Brunson's not going to go. He's banged up. It's going to catch up to them. The problem is these gutless Pacers are just gutless. You got Halliburton, deer in the headlights, man. Like, step up.
They got to get him back in the game, Joe, because, I mean, listen, it's still a 4-point game, but they got to get him back in.
Like Obi Toppin, right? What is it, 7 years late on that pick? 7 years, he's finally coming to
going after his old team.
He's finally coming to the barn. Finally coming to harvest, Obi Toppin. Guy couldn't get above the rim for 5 years with the Knicks. All of a sudden now he's Air Jordan.
He's having a big night. He's got 20. Got 20 points, Joe. His number was 9.5. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's even worse is I had 2.5 goals with the Bruins getting smashed. Nowhere near. Look at it. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, that game's long over.
Have a power play and they're still wide open. Can you take a shot? Can you take a shot wide open? This Marchand is gutless.
Yeah, he gets too under your skin.
He's a finesse guy. He just
he's not a finesse guy. He's not a finesse guy.
Well, I don't understand. He's acting like he's
You want to know what? Do you know what they call him, Joe? The rat. He's a rat. He gets under everyone's skin.
Blue collar guy. He's a blue collar. He's getting these all
around. Yeah, you know, he gets under everyone's skin.
Is that why he's a rat? He's all around the pipes.
He's a little dirty.
Good.
He plays dirty.
Look at this. I don't understand. Short-handed. We're letting them walk right in, and they score. Like, really? Short-handed, and we let them
walk
right in.
Did they score again? Did they score
again? Like, punch them. That's it. Punch them.
6-1.
I want to punch the defense for letting him walk his ass right in. Punch him!
Joe, great job as always. I will see you. Actually, I won't. I'm in solo tomorrow. Joe's in solo the night after that. So, I didn't realize, Joe, that was the last time me and you were together until Monday. How about that?
This Reinhardt.
Joe's upset about the hockey. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.